Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, today our friend Christy is reading her original article, Three Tips for Doing a Mission Trip Right. So when a lot of us think about mission trips, we can think of no Netflix or having to memorize Rosetta Stone or not having access to toilet paper. And while some of those things might be true, Christy explains that by knowing what to expect, you can draw closer to God than never before when on a mission trip and love people in a way that you would never get to experience back home. Let's go.
Three Things for Doing a Mission Trip Right by Christy Sheenchang. I didn't grow up camping or roughing it in the woods. I don't speak another language, and I prefer toilets that flush. Can I get an amen? In the past 9 years, however, I've gone on three mission trips through Crossroads Church, dubbed Go Trips, and I had a lot of hesitation before each one. I thought the trips would be a stretch for me, and they were. However, I can see how close God drew me to Him. I was challenged and grown in my faith in ways that I would never have experienced back home, and while being hit with an abundance of generally pleasant surprises. I wouldn't trade those trips for anything. Through my experiences on these adventures, I've gathered some tips that I wish I'd had before going on my first one. So for those on the fence, and those who haven't even heard of a mission trip, let alone a Crossroads Go trip, here's some advice. Tip 1, push. Let yourself be pushed. I mentioned I've gone on three trips, Go South Africa 2015, Go Nicaragua 2017, and Go Puerto Rico 2023. I'll focus on my Go Nicaragua trip for the most part, where the decision was easy and the trip wasn't. The first morning, I found out that my son had fallen out of his top bunk. The scar was deep, and our doctor said it would take 5 stitches to close. It was not horrible news until we realized we only had tape. The rest of that day consisted of climbing a 2,388-foot active volcano. Imagine walking an hour and a half up a vast sand dune without purchase for your next step. It was exhausting in itself without the 95-degree heat and no shade, and I thought I was in shape. God used this day to slow me down so that I could see what I was missing, mostly Him. I quickly realized I couldn't protect myself or my loved ones. I needed to pray for and rely on His protection. My faith grew deeper by spending more time with God and learning to trust Him. The climb was challenging, dirty, and beautiful. There was no option to give up. It wasn't a race to the top. It was about just enjoying the view and talking to the people around you as you climbed. I realized it was a lesson in humility for more life as a whole, that I needed to rely on God to press on and to live a life of joy and purpose. Tip 2, let time slow down and conversations go deeper. Throughout the week, God's presence was felt by His peace. Many of the comforts of home are stripped away when you're on a mission trip, but on the other hand, so is the day-to-day hustle and busyness. I took advantage of enjoying devotional time with God while journaling at sunrise, overlooking three volcanoes on the horizon. A beautiful way to start the day, and I'm now a seeker of beautiful sunrises stateside. By leaving behind the screens and devices, my focus increased. I was more present and interested in talking with fellow tripmates and the locals. Mission trips encourage relationships with others as much as finishing the project. In America, we are efficient. We use our drive time to make business calls and listen to podcasts. But during my week away, we are driven around in buses for 4 hours a day to our work site, allowing for deep and more vulnerable conversations. And in a space so disconnected from the hyper-technology society, it was hard to ignore the biblical references surrounding us. When teams of oxen and daily cattle merged around our buses, I was nudged with the question, am I equally yoked with my husband right now? 2 Corinthians 6:14. When climbing the volcano, I thought, am I building our home on a firm foundation? Matthew 7:24-27. When we were invited into the homes of the community members for a treat, we said yes to their hospitality for breaking bread together. Acts 2:42. Tip 3, expect the unexpected. I told you I didn't grow up roughing it, but I admit there was something really good about getting out of my comfort zone. It allowed me then and now to look at the world through a different lens. The week allowed me to strip down some barriers I built around my life, challenging some perspectives and to open up a new level of vulnerability. This new posture feels amazing today and provides the freedom God intends for me. I wasn't expecting that, nor the love I feel with our adopted son. When our church prompted the congregation to sponsor children from Nicaragua in 2016, we took them up on it. We selected a boy close to our own son's age, knowing her monthly contributions would feed, clothe, and educate him. We didn't anticipate meeting him 2 years later on our mission trip. After months of exchanging letters, seeing him and his mom's face to face, spending the day with them, and mostly hugging him, was one of the most powerful days in my life. I didn't expect to love Kelvin as much as I do. In the villages and our day with Kelvin, we understood that even without language, we could communicate love through smiles, kickball, blowing bubbles, and water guns. There truly is an international language of play. As I recall, each of my three mission trips ended with friends getting baptized. I guess it shouldn't be a surprise, because once we experience growth in faith, Christian friendship, and letting go of social barriers, we desire for it to continue. So I encourage you to accept the invitation. If you're considering going, go! Go trips are an experience you won't forget or regret. Remember that scar on the first day of our trip? Not surprising, God protected in the form of no complaints, no infection, and a minimal scar. Yet, noticeable enough for some significant bragging rights today. Yes, the Nicaragua trip was challenging, but so rewarding. When discussing what our last high school trip as a family was going to be, we sat down with our kids and asked where they'd like to spend it. On the beach, in the mountains, touring a city, even Europe. They both requested a second family mission trip. Surprises always come and unknowns always exist, but in all three cases, I never backed out. I wanted to see how God would show up. In all my experiences, I saw him in a new way that radically changed my life back home, and I can't wait to see where I'll go next. If you feel up to the challenge, growth, and change, click the link in the podcast description to learn more about Crossroads Church Go Trips.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.